Are you ready for class tonight?
Almost. I'm still working on the rewrite.
What'd you write about?
Oh, no. No, I'm not falling for that again.
What do you mean?
The last time you asked me that, you stole my idea. Thief.
Okay. Okay, guilty as charged. Tech manuals are more in my wheelhouse. Whose idea was it to sign up for this creative writing class?
Blame it on that guy.
Hey! Hey, over here! I scored the best spot on the bike path, and I bought lunch. Best subs in town, wrapped in recycled paper.
Thanks, Martin.
Yeah, thanks for the peace offering.
Peace offering?
You were too far away to overhear our conversation on the bike path, so you must have read my mind. This creative writing stuff you talked us into is definitely not my cup of tea, organic or otherwise.
Well, I rather enjoyed writing this week's assignment.
It's about time. Every week you've had an excuse. You never have anything to read out loud or turn in.
Now that you mention it, you're right, Emma. Our friend here from marketing spends his days writing reams of copy, but he hasn't written a thing for a class that's been a total waste of time.
That's a bit harsh, Nathan. Last week during our run, you told me how much this class has given you permission to relax and be in the moment.
Well, it's definitely done that for me. I wanted to do something completely different from writing copy for blogs and websites all day long. None of the class assignments really motivated me until this last one.
Writing from nature? Sure didn't peg you for a tree hugger.
Neither did I. I was struggling to come up with a topic, so I took my notebook and sat on a bench next to the river. The most amazing thing happened. I haven't written poetry since high school.
You wrote a poem for class tonight?
Yes. I have it with me. Do you want to hear it?
Lay it on us.
She bubbles up to a trickle, picks up steam, like the ancient vessels that churned her, beating, assaulting, pushing against her power to use as their own. Wider now at points south, rushing to a silted sea of constant return, pulling life with her above and below. These humans try to harness her, cover her rapids, erect dams and walls, keep her out of their basements, off lawns and concrete ribbons they use for foot and wheel transport. Yet, she rises, overtakes their creations, floods their ingenuity, has her way, roils, rise, flows, recycles, and begins again, with bubbles and a trickle at the top of Lake Itasca.